Welcome to Unabridged, the weekly podcast where teachers take on books. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah, and I'm here today with Jen and Ashley.
This is Ashley. We'll chat about our Unabridged Book Club's pick of the month, recommend related books, and share our nerdy English teacher love of reading with our Unabridged highlights and with short episodes featuring targeted topics.
To follow along with our schedule, visit our website, unabridgedpod.com, where the books we read are linked for purchase. You want opinions about books? We've got them.
Hey, it's Ashley. We are excited today to talk about some of our TBR list, which is never ending. Mm-hmm. And today we're going to focus on young adult books that are on our TBR list. And we are each going to talk about a couple that we are interested in reading and that we also have in our classroom library.
So this is Jen, and I have the problem that sometimes I have books on my TBR list for a really long time, and I have a hard time remembering why they're there, but I'm going to do my best to convey that. So the first is The Beginning of a Series. It is Neil Schusterman's Scythe, and I have really enjoyed other Neil Schusterman works. I like Challenger Deep a lot. And I thought that his Unwind series, it's a dystopian series, was just brilliant. I think he just writes really smart books for young adults. Scythe is a book about a world in which everything seems to be ideal, but it comes about through population control and kids who act as scythes to keep the population down. And so I just think that's a really intriguing premise. And it won the Prince Honor Award. I read a lot of blogs to get book review ideas, or to get book ideas. And so Book Smugglers, which is a great blog that I follow, they had recommended Scythe highly, and I respect their opinions a lot. So that is high on my list. I think that's actually going to be the next young adult book that I read or that I start. The other one, and I'm not positive about the pronunciation of her name, but it's Tahara Mafi's Shatter Me series. And that's another one. I've just heard a lot of good buzz. It's a fantasy series, and we're paranormal, and I'm pretty much always in for those. And it's about a girl who can touch someone and kill them. And there's an organization or a power who wants to use her ability to do that, which she sees as a curse, but they see it as a way for them to get some control and some additional power. I can't remember which podcast it was, but they were talking about it recently, and they talked about how there's apparently a bad boy in the book, which I'm all in for. And so, yeah. And I love a series, because I just feel like once you're hooked into a good one, then you have this assured reading experience for a while. So those are my two young adult TBRs.
Awesome.
This is Sarah. So I have two. One is one that everybody's been talking about, and one is one that is a little more obscure that I hadn't heard about. And so the first one is To All the Boys I've Loved Before by Jenny Han. I have been seeing this all over Instagram, and and also the Netflix movie just came out, and I have to read the book before I watch the movie, of course. So it's moved up pretty significantly on my TBR. I want to read the whole trilogy, but especially the first one. And it is a book about a girl who writes love letters to the boys she's loved before, and mostly for herself. And they get mailed, and then her life changes. And so it seems like it will be, just from looking at the cover and reading about it, it seems like it will be a light read, romantic, and I am here for all of that. So, as we know. So that's the first one, is To All the Boys I've Loved Before by Jenny Han. And then the second one is one called Denton Little's Death Date by Lance Rubin. And this is a book my friend Tim talked about with our students. He gave a book talk on it, and I just thought it sounded really compelling. It's about a boy named Denton Little, and in this world that they live in, it's a realistic world, except that when you're born, you know your death date. And so the book takes place the day before Denton Little's death date, and it's about all the things that he's trying to do before his death date. and it goes with the prom and all of those types of things that are part of a teenager's life that you want to live. And so I just thought it sounded really cool, and Tim said it was really funny, so that is what made me want to read it. And so that is called Denton Little's Death Date, and that's by Lance Rubin. Those are mine.
This is Ashley, and I do not know as much about the plot of either of the books that I chose as either of you, but that's okay.
I was scrolling Amazon as I was talking.
I'm just going to plow forward.
Pro tip.
I did very quietly try to type in Goodreads for one of them to try to get a better sense. So one of them that I think I can estimate a lot of what it's going to be about is Wonder Woman. And so this is, Leigh Bardugo wrote this one, and I, as listeners know, I love her, and I love all of her other books, so I'm drawn to it just because of that. So it's Wonder Woman, Warbringer, and I'm also interested in this series in general. Like, they have recruited different people to do the different superheroes, and I think that's really compelling, and I think that's interesting for kids. I just think that there are so many great movies out there that are showcasing the different superheroes that then it's great to have books that are also telling these stories, and I think that is compelling for students and for high school age kids, and so I like that part, and then, like I said, I love her, and so I feel like, and I did see the Wonder Woman movie. As people who listen all the time know, unlike Jen and Sarah, who are both amazing movie buffs, I am pretty terrible in the movie department, but I did see that this summer, and I loved it. I really enjoyed the movie, so I think it'd be fun to, you know, read the book and just look at the different takes on Wonder Woman. And I think she's a phenomenal character and a great role model in a lot of ways for young girls. I also wanted to talk about another book that I know very little about, but our friend and colleague Tim recommended this one to students as well. And it's in our classroom library now, and there's the stack of the series. So that reminded me that I've heard him talk about this book before and have wanted to read it. But it's called Dorothy Must Die, and it's by Danielle Page. And that series is intriguing to me because it's talking about the Wizard of Oz, and I'm always interested in things that play with stories that are commonly known. Like, I love the Cinder series, and part of what I like about it is kind of the twisted fairy tale idea and how you think you know something about a story, but, you know, what can be done with sort of like a understanding that all readers bring to the table, like how can we play with those ideas? What I found from the quick Goodreads scan was basically that there is another person who came from Kansas and is also in Oz, and this is her talking about Dorothy and trying to clearly, as the title suggests, take on Dorothy and rebel against what's happening in Oz. And so that sounds really captivating to me, and just like Jen was saying, I'm always here for a series, and I love that when the series is good, then that it's, you know, it's really fun to keep going with it or to wait as the new ones come out, whichever the case is. And so, you know, I'm interested in that. And then I also think in the classroom, series books work great because if kids, you know, if we can book talk stuff and kids like it, then that gives them a comfort zone for a period of time before having to find something new. So I think that's great.
Do you have comments or opinions about what you heard today? We would love to hear them.
You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher, on Instagram and Twitter at UnabridgedPod, or on the web at unabridgedpod.com, or on our Patreon page.
We'd like to thank Jared Featherstone, who composed our theme music, Strings of Light. Many thanks to Katie Amy of Amy Photography, our podcast photographer, and Tim Rieger, our videographer. Thanks for listening to Unabridged.